This episode is brought to you by You Are What You Love, a brand new podcast hosted by Marissa Tandon, which, spoiler alert, is me. Every week, I sit down with a new guest and I ask them the one question that I think helps you get to know a person at their very core. What piece of media changed who you are as a person forever? They have been some of my absolute favorite conversations to have, and topics have ranged all the way from Marvel movies to High School Musical, so there's a little bit of something for everyone. You can listen to us on your favorite podcast app by searching You Are What You Love, or you can join us on our website at tandonproductions.com.
It's okay. That car almost hit that kid, but he doesn't look hurt. Shouldn't be biking in all black at night.
Wait, did we just stop that from happening?
Come on, let's go inside.
What made you tell me to scream?
I don't know. I told you I had this floating feeling, like when you're half asleep trying to wake up but you can't. Like, if I stayed asleep, something bad would happen.
Have you felt that before?
Never.
Tandon Productions presents All in My Head. Episode 7, Moving Day.
You stayed up half the night to protect him, just to fall asleep as the sun rises. You think you're so smart, waiting for the night to pass. The darkness means nothing to me. Every time you fall asleep, I'm there.
No.
Should I kill him now just to prove it to you? Bet you can't save him twice.
Stay out of my head.
Morning. Made you some coffee.
Thanks. What time is it?
Only 8. You said you had to be home early because you're moving today.
Thanks for remembering.
Yeah.
And thanks for letting me crash here. I was too freaked out from last night. I wouldn't have been able to drive home.
I honestly felt safer having you here. Can't perform CPR on myself.
Too soon. Ugh, I should get going. Lana is already pissed at me when I left last night. She'll be annoyed I never came home.
Oh my god, do you have a curfew?
Shut up.
Are you gonna get grounded?
I'm leaving.
God, don't be mad. Is it just you and your sister moving all your stuff?
My friend Hayden is helping out, but I think it's just us. Probably gonna take all day, since we have to put together all of Lana's furniture.
I'm pretty handy with a screwdriver. I could help out.
Didn't you say you were having chest pain?
So I won't lift anything heavy. I'm not sure I'm ready to be left alone after everything that happened.
Come on. And just where the hell have you been? I'll kill you.
I didn't say anything.
Sorry, I'm late. Let me change and we can get moving.
You're not going to punch me, are you?
No, you were in the hospital yesterday. I'll wait at least a week.
I'm here to put together your furniture. Does that save me at all?
I don't like you, and I don't like you hanging around my sister. Someone's already trying to be her boyfriend.
We're just friends. Even if it was like that, she's a little too young for me, and I'd like to keep my job.
Uh-huh. Okay, everybody ready?
We're waiting for Hayden.
How is he later than me? He lives 4 feet away.
Not late! I was looking for my screwdriver.
Oh, I brought my whole toolbox, if you want to borrow something.
Why is this guy here? I thought you didn't like him.
I don't.
Well, he's my friend, and he's doing us a favor, so can we all tone it down?
I can leave.
No! Lana, Josiah has done nothing wrong and kindly offered to help us. He's my friend, and he stays. Hayden, I didn't ask you to be here. If you want to leave, you're more than welcome to. Got it?
Yeah, whatever.
Cool.
Come on, you can help me get stuff ready to take upstairs. I'm sorry they're being such asshats. I have no idea what's gotten into them.
Well, your sister thinks that I have less than honorable intention.
Ew, you're like 30.
I'm 24, ass. And your boyfriend's probably just jealous.
He's not my boyfriend.
Does he know that?
He should. He hasn't spoken to me in 2 days. He talks to my sister more than he talks to me. He should date her.
Let's shut the lid on Pandora's box for a minute. They both just want what they think is best for you. They'll warm up to me. Come on, let's get your stuff together.
Okay, this is ready to go up.
Jesus, what do you have in here, bricks?
I may have packed some books into there. Sorry.
You want to help me with this dude?
Sure.
No, he can't lift anything heavy.
It's fine, Nova.
No, you were just in the hospital. You're moving clothes and pillows. Maybe small kitchen appliances. Other than that, it's assembly for you.
Whatever.
All right, Hulk, let me give you a hand with that.
What's with this guy? Is she, like, dating him or something?
He said they're just friends.
Why is he even here? I could have handled moving you guys in.
I don't know. He came home with Nova this morning.
This morning? She stayed at his house.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Then why'd you make a big deal about not liking him?
Because he works for my dad. There's got to be something wrong with him.
Which room should I put this in?
It's Nova's, so whichever one has the smaller closet.
You know, it doesn't cost that much extra to have the furniture guys put your stuff together for you.
Does anyone read Swedish?
Can't you just follow the pictures?
Dude, where's the little wrench thingy?
I honestly have no idea.
Why'd you get the bed with storage under it if you were just gonna take the room with the bigger closet?
My shoes have to go somewhere.
You don't even have that many shoes.
No, but I'm about to. Did you see the number on my first check from Arabella? Emphasis on the word first?
You're ridiculous.
Whatever. I'm gonna go make the living room all Pinterest. You coming?
Sure. Jeez, how many throw pillows did you buy?
Can't hear you over the sound of I'm rich.
We seriously need to talk about your money management skills.
The pillow sparks joy. Holy crap.
Oh my god, are you okay?
Yeah, Josiah grabbed me right in time. That light thing would have landed right on my head. How did you see that before I did?
It looked loose earlier. I was just coming out to get some water.
But
you guys should call your landlord to get this fixed.
Hey, was that... Were you floating again?
Yeah.
That's twice now.
I know.
Do you think it has something to do with Maria?
What do you mean?
Well, you said you heard her last night and you felt her in the room with you. Is she here now?
No. I don't feel anything.
Maybe I should try to talk to her.
How?
Well, I was able to talk to one ghost. It shouldn't be that hard to talk to someone else, right?
You weren't trying last time.
True. It couldn't hurt, though, right?
Bed's done. I have to go home and pass out now.
Yay, I have a bed again!
Wait.
What's up?
We brought your game system up here with everything else, but I didn't know... Since we aren't across the hall from each other anymore...
I'll just keep it here. If that's cool with you.
Cool.
All right. I'm heading out.
I should go too.
Thanks for helping out today, both of you.
No problem.
See you at work.
Well, now that your boyfriends are gone...
They're not my boyfriends!
Shh, it's okay. No one said you couldn't have two.
I don't...
I'm going to bed. In my own bedroom. All the way on the other side of the apartment from yours. Scream to your heart's content.
How come she gets to be the normal one? I'm still not sure how all this works, but I'm pretty sure I'm not talking to myself. Maria, if you can speak to me, your brother really misses you.
This episode of All in My Head was written and directed by Alexander Tandon. It featured Mia Passarella as Nova Chambers, An Shu as Josiah Summers, Michael Worker as The Shadow, Nicole Knutson as Lana Chambers, and Michael DiNardo as Hayden. Additional sound design assistance is provided by Grace Corcunis, and original music is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez. Until our next episode, you can join us at our website, tandemproductions.com. There you can access bonus content and sneak peeks of all of our shows.